It's the After Show.
That was That's really good today. Just want to point out.
Yeah. So, Rolling Stone has come up with, I guess, the best 10 TV shows of all time, which, you know, it doesn't matter because it obviously just depends on, you know, your... It's different for everybody, of course, okay? So, The Sopranos was number one. Anybody agree, disagree? Problems?
I never watched The Sopranos.
Oh, no, you never did? Yeah, I think it was good, but it just doesn't seem like to me like the number one show. What was your favorite show of all time, Nikki?
Oh gosh, that's difficult.
I know.
Yeah.
Favorite show of all time. I mean, Breaking Bad was really good.
Oh, okay. That's up there. That's in there.
Mad Men was really good.
That's in there too.
If I go back, Saved by the Bell.
Oh boy, that's not in there.
Charlie's Angels?
That's not in there.
The Love Boat?
That's not in there.
Fantasy Island?
Really? You going with all those?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Show Dukes of Hazzard.
It's not in there.
What kind of list is this?
I lost it. I'm trying to find it right now.
Oh, no.
I know. I can't find the list. But I know that those were not in there.
This is a terrible list.
It is a terrible list. I can tell you my favorite.
Should I see... A new Love Boat is coming out?
Yes, I did see that. But I don't think it's that kind of Love Boat.
What do you think it is?
I think it's like a reality show.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to date, right?
Right. But yeah. Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell are hosting it, so it should be good.
Yeah, I thought it looked good.
The Real Love Boat, it's called.
Oh, boy.
Did you find your list yet?
Yes, I did.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we got Mary Tyler Moore at number 10.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Followed by Atlanta and Cheers, Mad Men, Seinfeld, Fleabag, which was a good show, but I don't think that deserves to be in the top five. The Wire, which I've never seen, and believe it or not, I'm the one person who's never seen Breaking Bad.
I am too. Breaking Bad.
There's two of us, Tony.
Okay, and then The Simpsons was number two, and then Sopranos. Now, obviously, you know, it's. I'm sure it's Rolling Stone magazine. You know, people who fill this survey out, do the survey, are readers of Rolling Stone magazine. So it's, I get that. But I liked Friends, Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And going back 100 years before you guys were around, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Still one of my favorite shows.
I used to watch that on that, what was it, Nick at Night?
Nick at Night, yes.
Or what was that other one? It started with the L, I forget. I don't know.
But it's just a cute show. Dick Van Dyke's my favorite entertainer of all time.
What if Tony said, "Why isn't Lawrence Welk on here?"
And the one, then the two, and so. Those are. But yeah, I mean, Cheers has got to be. Well, also it's funny if you watch Cheers now, I'll tell you this, it doesn't age well.
No, it doesn't. I've seen a couple episodes, and I was like, "Ee."
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, certain parts are cringy.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. But for the 80s, which is basically what it was, you know.
MASH isn't on there?
No, don't forget, these are people who were probably too young to know what MASH was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Rolling Stone.
I just started watching a new show, and I think everybody watched it already. Hmm. Have you guys watched Yellow Jackets?
No.
What's that about?
It's where the girls' soccer team, their plane crashes, and they don't get rescued for a long time.
Wow, no, I've not seen that.
Oh, my goodness, it's so good. I'm addicted, but it's scary.
What's it on?
So it's Showtime.
Oh.
Somehow, I don't know how I'm getting it on Paramount, but somehow I'm getting it. I'm so excited.
They're all owned by the same company, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stop watching it. And it's, you know, since we're coming up on Halloween, you guys should watch. It's freaky. Okay.
I'm watching, Kim and I are watching something called You're the Worst. It was on FX, and now it's on Hulu. And there's five seasons. I never even heard of the show. There's five seasons, and it's I don't know. We love it, but it's just it's just basically about awful people. I think you would love
it. Christy, the
you would,
worst.
Christy, this would you would love this, Christy.
Well, I was actually really thinking yes. about doing Friday Night Lights, having Nate and See, I like perfect. Watched right. that as like a family,
so
right? Because it was a good show yeah. back in the day.
So good. Yes.
I had never seen it, but I remember Pat used to tell us about it. Nikki's yeah. mentioned it before. Tony, did
oh,
you ever
I
see
loved it?
It?
I never watched it. No,
I
never watched
I should watch it then, huh? With Nate.
Yes.
Like, it
you
would be good
because
it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good one to watch with your son. He'd love it, and you'd love it. And it's a good idea. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Anything?
Football tonight.
Last
very,
night.
Very tonight. Nervous.
Yes, I know. Today being Monday,
why
the 3rd of October.
What?
I'll tell you why she's
you
nervous. Here's why she's nervous.
Tony will tell you.
Here's why she's nervous. It's Jason and she are nervous for different reasons. Jason is nervous because he wants his son to win the game, okay, and play well. Christy's nervous because she's nervous that her son will get hurt. And there's it is right there. That's
and both
the whole
teams are like 4-0 right now.
Yeah. So.
Well, girlfriend, after everything that's happened with that, what was it, Tua, seeing his injury?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I know.
That was so disturbing.
Which yeah. makes me even more nervous after seeing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worry all the time when he plays.
I get it.
And I worry more in football, but I worry in all sports for him. I really do. Like, baseball, he has to wear a padded shirt just in case he gets a ball to the chest. Like, there's, yeah. like, some lacrosse, he has to wear the harder pad because in case you get a ball to the chest. Like, there's always something.
I know. Well, that's going to be your life, okay?
And basketball, I think they should wear helmets because they do fall a lot.
Basketball,
oh my
that's,
gosh.
That's
can
like
you
a
imagine?
full contact
they
sport
wear
at this point.
Full-on body armor in basketball.
I know.
I watched Nate play a game yesterday. I'm just saying there's a lot of contact in that
yeah.
sport.
Yeah. So, well, that's your life for now on, just so you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
All right. A bubble wrap, bring it out. I'm ready.
There you have it. All right. Is that the after show?
Oh, yeah.
That's the after show.
After show.
After show.